All right, now we can start.
Okay. Yesterday we had discussed the beginning of the Gemara of the Machlokes of the Legend of Chum with the 14 Sudos, or only the first night, and we focused on the Lumdus and the few of the first night according to the Chumim. But that'll tie in a little, but first let's try to get Pshat of the Gemara. V'odamar Rabbi Elazar. Gemara asks the Stira. V'ha'amar Rabbi Elazar. First, you just have the Pshat in the Gemara. V'ha'amar Rabbi Elazar. Arba Esrei Sudos. Chayvadim Lechol V'sukah. Achz V'yom V'achz V'layla. So there's obviously some Stira between Rabbi Elazar in the Reisha and Rabbi Elazar in the Seifa. What is the Stira between Rabbi Elazar in the Reisha and Rabbi Elazar in the Seifa? So there are two Pshatim. According to Rashi and Tosos, what's the Stira? Right? The Stira. Right, first is the stira, then is the resolution. According to Rashi and Tosos, what's the stira? In one word, what's the stira? According to Rashi and Tosos? Sukkah. Exactly. In the Reisha, he says you have to eat 14 sudos in the sukkah. And in the Seifa, he said you can do tashlumen hashmini atzeres. And Rashi and Tosos take it as a davar pashut, which not everyone agrees, but they take it as a davar pashut, that obviously on shmini atzeres you don't eat in the sukkah. It's interesting. Tosfos doesn't say why, obviously, you don't eat in the sukkah. Rashi does say why, obviously, you don't eat in the sukkah. And why is that? Because Baal Tosef is a mafurish, classic example of Baal Tosef in the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah. Daf Chav Ches, I think it was. A classic example of Baal Tosef is Yashing Bashmini Basukkah Loka. Right? If you sleep in the sukkah Shmini Atzeres, then you're Loka. If you eat, I'm sure you're also Loka. Right? No two ways about that. So if you eat in the sukkah, shmini atzeres, you're loka. So that's Baal Tosef. So therefore, says Rashi because of Baal Tosef. And Tosfos, he doesn't say it's because of Baal Tosef, or just, he thinks me smarter. What's shy to eat in the sukkah, shmini atzeres? But in any case, so according to Rashi and Tosfos, the Reisha is basukka, and the Seifa is chutz l'sukkah. Of course, Rashi and Tosfos made an assumption here, that the hashlama of Rabbi Eliezer is outside the sukkah, right? Not everyone agrees with that assumption, but that's the assumption of Rashi and Tosos. It's actually a little funny. I think the Tosos Rush thinks that Rashi and Maskana changes his mind from that, but I don't think that's Pashut Pshat. So that's going to be an important question. But before we, is the hashlama in the sukkah or is it outside the sukkah? But first, let's just get the Shaklat Tari of the Gemara down. What do all the other Rishonim think the stira is? Right? What do all the other Rishonim think the stira is? Which other Rishonim did we see? The Sefer Yasher was on the page. Rabbi Hanan was on the page. And I think he was very clear what the stira is. And the Ra'ah and the Ritva and others, what do they think the stira is? First night verses 14 or 7. Right. The Sefer HaYashar, the Rabbeinu Hananel, the Ra'ah, the Ritva, and others, say that in the Reisha he said we need Yud Dalet Sudos. But in the Seifa he said whoever didn't eat Leli Yom Tov Harishon. Now, he didn't explicitly say you don't eat 14 Sudos, right? Meaning, why Rashi and Tosfos not say this Stira? Because he never explicitly said you don't eat 14 Sudos in the Seifa. But he sort of implied it. He said if you didn't eat the first night, you can make it up. Sounds like if you didn't eat the third day, there's no need to make it up because there's no chiyuv to eat 14 sudos, so it certainly sounds like in the Seifa, only Leil Yom Tov Harishon. Okay, so that's two ways of reading the Stira. In any case, what's the answer to the Stira? The answer to the Stira is Amar Bira Amar Rabbi Ami Chozer Bo Rabbi Eliezer. Okay, he was Chozer Bo. Now here we have a couple pshatim as to exactly what his chazara was, right? Here is the Teiretz, which is chazar bo Rabbi Eliezer. So chazar bo means at first he held one thing, and then later he held something else. Okay, so what did he hold at first, and what did he hold later? What do most Rishonim say? What do most Rishonim say? At first he held 14, and then he changed his mind and held only one. Meaning there is no actual sheet in the end of Yud Dalet Sudos then. That was only what really Eliezer held at first. In the end, he agreed with the Chachamim one, you know, and then he disagreed with the Chachamim about a detail. They both agree only one suit of the first night. They disagree about the detail of Hashlama. That is the Rashi, the Ra'ah, and the Ritva, and most Rishonim. Say that first, or it's Havina, right? It's first Shita. First he held Yud Dalet Sudos. And then he held only Lel Tesvav, only the first night. Right, that's what he changed his mind about. What is a little dochuk about this in the continuation of the Gemara that the Ritva points out? It's not so bad. Oh, little dochuks. The story of the Apotropos. The Apotropos says, do I have to eat two meals a day? And Rabbi Elazar basically said yes. But he didn't really hold that. So the Ritva says it's not a problem. That story of the Apotropos happened before he changed his mind. Right, not a big deal.
But he also should have been answering Al Siyontov, not Al Sukkah.
Yeah, but it's not clear that, okay, it could be, but that's not so pashut because, after all, on Yontif, you don't actually have to eat two meals any day necessarily because, like, at night and then the next day only during the day. It could be, but it's unlikely. Okay, what does the Rabbi Tam say in the Sefer Yashar? That's very similar to this, just with one slight twist. What does the Sefer Yashar say?
Only Tashlumin for the first night.
No, what did he change his mind about? What was first and what was second, according to the Sefer Yashar?
You don't need 14 Sufis.
What?
You don't need 14 Sufis anymore. And you don't Tashlumin for the night.
He retracted the 14 Sufis. Yeah. That's the same as Rashi and the Ritva, right? Yeah. Says Rashi. What does Rashi say? He says, Chazer boi tzachom lo mshayin the dover ketzba v'mratzo sabo zizanos chotmi liyam tzavarisha. Right? That's not what Rabbi Tam says in Sefer Yashar. It's a technical point, not a lundish difference. Just technically, what does he say different? He switched the order. He says at first he held only Lel Tesvav, only Lel Yom Tov Risho, and then he held Yud Dalet Sudos. Basically, he has the same shita as most Rishonim, just the opposite order. Not that his having was 14 and then he changed mind to one going in order of the Mishnah. His having was one Suda, and when he held one Suda, he argued about Hashlama. And then he changed his mind about the one Suda and held 14 Sudos. And I have to admit, I don't think there's a lumdish, maybe there is. You know, I admit that I can't plumb the profundity of Rabbeinu Tam's thoughts. But it seems to me that I don't think there's a lumdish so behind this Rabbeinu Tam. I think it's just for technical reasons he said this. And that's his main, the main point of this is just the order. What did he say? Chazer b'Rabbi Eliezer mizo ha'achrona. He was chozer from the last thing he said. V'lo kibir shvein of Shlomo. I'm not sure what he means by Rabbeinu Chananel, because Rabbeinu Chananel does not say anything here. He just says chazer b'Rabbi Eliezer without one word of perish. But not like Rashi says he was chozer from the first thing he said. Right? And that's exactly what he's saying. He's saying that let me just find the word. Ubasar hachi hada Rebbe.
Rebbe
Eliezer, there is. He changed his mind from when he used to hold like the Chachamim. But lastly, by the Mishnah Chova, and he no longer held the first night as the Chova. Right? He used to hold like the Chachamim, and then he changed his mind and held Yud Dalet Sudos. So just the opposite order.
What? Saying he doesn't hold the first night as the Chova?
No, he doesn't hold that Davka the first. Okay, I'll, let me get to that in a second. The Reisha is after the Chazara and the Seif is before the Chazara. I mean, could be. Again, I'm not sure if there's a lumdish yisod why he reverses what everyone else says, or he just thinks that you're always chozer from the like most recent thing mentioned. You know?
But alternatively, Rabbi Lezer, as the Gemara continues on, has a lot of other dinim that relate to Tishukin to do applying to all 7 days, like, and which perhaps in the Yerushalmi is maybe more of a gzera, but seemingly in Bavli, it seems to be like a din, that you actually have to be in the sukkah all 7 days, you can't build the sukkah in the middle of Yom Tov. So if he's rejecting the idea of Tishu came to do it, then how do you understand
That's interesting. So Yosef is saying maybe the incentive of Rabbeinu Tam was not just because the Apotropos asked a shayla about two meals a day, because it's probably easy enough to say that was before he changed his mind, although Kendra read a time it works out nicely. No, it's after he changed his mind. It's his real Shita. Yosef is saying that, and here it's not so clear. Later on, the Gemara is going to say, Rabbi Eliezer has this big sheet of a unit of 7 days. You can't switch sukkahs, you can't build in the middle. It makes sense, and that he didn't change his mind about. It makes sense he would have a sheet about one unit of 7 days of not switching sukkahs and not building in the middle if he also had a unit of 7 days that you have to eat two meals for each of 7 days. In which case, that should be his real sheet. Although you don't have to eat, it's holy habaha. Okay, the answer is that it could just be, you know, I hate to disappoint, that for purely technical reasons that Rabbeinu Tam held, whenever it says chazerbo, it means chazerbo from the most recent thing we mentioned, not from what we mentioned 2 lines ago. And therefore, since first came the Reish and then the Seifa, then chazerbo means chazer from the Seifa. Okay, I don't know. I don't know if there's any amkus to it. And I'm going to answer Morty's question in a second. I mean, there is amkus, agav, that this Sefer Yashar points out, but that has nothing to do with the fact that he basically has the same sheet as everyone else, just switches which was in his youth and which was in his old age. Rabbi Eliezer still had the same two sheets as the two stages in his life. Okay, but there is, Tosfos holds a totally different shot. What does Tosfos hold? That what did Eliezer change his mind about? About Sukkah. Originally he held Yodalet Sudos Basukkah. And then he held Yodalet Sudos Afilo Chutz L'Sukkah. Right? Obviously, if during the 7 days you have to eat them a sukkah, but if you're making them up, you can make them up outside the sukkah. Okay, that's going to be an interesting shot. Let me come back to it in a moment. Just one thing that's very fascinating is the Sharia Karban. I didn't get one got a chance to look at. The Yushalmi has Professor Henschke. The Yerushalmi has what seems to be the same question as the Bavli. It says, you said this, and now you say this, which seems to mean you said the Reish, and now you say the Seifa. And the Yerushalmi has an answer which is about as specific as the Bavli's. Right? It says, L'mitzvah Hushva. Tosfos gears L'mitzvah Chashuva. Which no one is exactly sure what it means. And there are many different Pirushim in the Yerushalmi, but the Karban Eidig is a certain Pirush, and then the Shuri Karban in the back, he says, and I think this could be shot in the Bavli as well. Because one thing here is a little funny. What's a little funny? That Rabbi Eliezer ends up saying something in the Mishnah that's not really true. Right? That's not really a Shita. Part of the Mishnah he didn't really hold from. Right? According to all these pshatim, he said something in the Mishnah that's not really true. That was just what he said in his youth and changed his mind and they never updated the Mishnah. Now that happens sometimes. The Gemara says there's a Mishnah Rishona and Mishnah Lozoza Min Koma, even when a Mishnah is no longer true. It doesn't leave its place. But it's funny. Says the Shuri Karban, you can find a different pshat. I think this is a very nice pshat. It needs a tiny bit of lumdus. He says that maybe you could say a different pshat. It's not that he retracted anything he held. Right? It's not that he retracted what he held. Rather, he is a noob shot. What's his noob shot? He says here. Yes. He says it could be that Lamaskana. Although, does it really have such an advantage? Okay. We'll just mention. He says it could be Lamaskana that Rabbi Eliezer didn't actually undo his whole shita. He still holds from the drush he held. He just holds the maskana at Sveidinim. Right? That originally he held. Says the Karban Haida. Originally he held Yodalot Sudos. Now you have to. Originally he held Yodalot Sudos. And then he said you can be Mashlim the first night. Which sounds like you only need one Suda. But he says, no, the Maskana doesn't have to be that he undid the Yodalot Sudos. It could be that he held the Shita of Yodalot Sudos. And there's no Tashlumin or Hashlama, right? And just Leil Tesvav, and there is Tashlumin. It could be Laskum, he holds three dinim. He doesn't have to chazer bo abandon what he said about Yudal Sudos. It could be they said, I like what I said about Yudal Sudos, but I also agree with the Chachamim's point about Leil Tesvav. So why did I say there's only Tashlumin if you didn't eat the first night? Because you have to eat 14 meals, 7 days, 2 meals a day. And that you can't make up. However, besides that, there's a chiyuv to eat the first night. And that you can be mashlim. And therefore, he says, if you don't eat the first night, you can be mashlim. But if you miss the 14 sudos, you can't be mashlim. And then there's no steer at all. Right? There's no steer at all. First, he said, yudal sudos. You have to eat. And then he says, and besides that, there's tzvei dinim. Like the first night, there's tzvei dinim. You have to eat as one of the yudal sudos. You also have to eat it because of tesvav. And that you can be mashlim. Why would it make sense that the Yodalit Sudos you can't be Mashlim, but the one Suda you can be Mashlim? Why would that make sense? Because the Yodalit, no, because the Yodalit Sudos, what's the nature of the Chiv of Yodalit Sudos? Is? What? Is Teshu Keito Duru, is Dira Sukkah, right? That's the mitzvah of Sukkah. Can you make up the mitzvah of Sukkah on Shmini Atzeres? Certainly if you're eating outside the Sukkah, right? No, he says, what's the svar? He says, you can't make up sukkah on Shmini Atzeres. You can't make up sukkah on Shmini Atzeres. Sukkah is for sukkahs. Peshu ke'inta duru is basukkahs peshu shivas yamin. You can't make that up on a different holiday. However, tesvav, that's not a din in sukkah. How can it be a din in sukkah? It's learned from matzah. That's a din in achila. Special for Yontif. Special achilah for Yontif. On Pesach, we have a special achilah of matzah. On Sukkah, so we have a special achilah of Sukkah for Yontif. But it's not ba'atzmuso achilah of Sukkah. It's ba'atzmuso achilah of Yontif. On Sukkah, so the way we express our achilah of Yontif is by eating a Sukkah. But on Shmini Atzeres, you can, of course you can make it up, because here I'm getting a little ahead of myself. You can make up the chiyuv of achila biyantif. And after all, I'll prove to you that yodal tzudos is bidin mitzvah sukkah. And the first night is bidin yantif, because yodal tzudos, not proof, but given basis, is learned from teshu kein taduru. How can you make up teshu kein taduru? That was those 7 days, and now it's too late. But this learned tesvav. You could have said tesvav is a detailed teshu kein taduru. No. But that's his chiddush. His chiddush is that tesvav is not a detailed teshu kein taduru. It is a separate chiyuv. That's the chiddush shuri karban. And give me half a second here. Can make up the chiyuv of achilah biyantif. The chiddush is there are two ways to understand tesvav. What are the two ways to understand the limud of tesvav? You could say that, and not just you could say. That is what I what?
And Leila Seder, you need two kizaisi because one is sudas yantif and one is matzah. So then he should need two kizaisi. No, I'm not. That's a chumra that's well established.
It's a good question. I have to think about it. Let me just, says the chiddush, let me just put this chiddush bahadraga. Says the chiddush that you could have learned tesvav. You could have said it is. You could have said it is a teaches you a detail of the chiyuv basukas teshu shivas yamin. That's what you could have said. You could have said, "What does tesvav teach you? A detail basukas teshu shivas yamin." You might have thought basukas teshu shivas yamin means all 7 days equally. Kamashlan, no, basukas teshu shivas yamin. How do you do a basukas teshu shivas yamin? You start out strong, and then you continue with flexibility. Right? That makes a lot of sense. You want to know how to be koveya your dira, if you're a flexible kind of fellow like the chachamin, for 7 days, I would tell you that, you know, that, oh, well, you first have to eat there to show you're moving in, and then you eat there sometimes and not other times, depending on your lifestyle, as if you lived there. Right, so it could be a detail. What is the sukkah's teshu shivas yamin? You start off very explicitly. You start off very strong, and then you continue with flexibility. That makes sense as a way to do a lot of things. You know, if someone were to ask me, you know, I want to know how to not get in trouble in yeshiva, what would I tell them? I'd say, the first day is man, you sit at your makom all day long. And then you want to go meet friends with dad. I mean, I wouldn't really tell them this for, because I believe the mitzvah is the same Talmud Torah. But I'm saying, if someone wanted to know how to, you know, let's say it wasn't a yeshiva. You know, someone wanted to know, you know, how to...
University,
right. Someone wanted to know. I would tell them, the first day you come to class and you ask a question and you take notes, even if you just scribble, you know, first day you come to, you do everything to da, you do everything bizrizos. And then, if you can make the class, you make the class, and if not, no, you know, that's how these things work, but it doesn't matter. Once you start the first day, you're now in class. You know, they're not going to kick you out for missing once in a while, but you have to start. So I might have said, that's tesvav, tesvav. How do you live in a sukkah 7 days? Well, if you don't eat the first night, then what made those 7 days begin? You have to start by eating there the first night, come hell or high water. And then, when you can make it, you make it. And when you can't make it, you can't make it. That's what I might have said. That's not what the Shari Karban is saying. Because in that case, then why should you be able to mashlim it more than anything else? What the Shari Karban is saying is that no. And this again, this is, you know, very similar to the Chakir we had last time. It teaches you the details of a Sukkah Teshuvah Seder. No, it is completely independent from Basukas Teshuvah Shivas Yamin. It's not a detail of Basukas Teshuvah Shivas Yamin. It's an independent, different din. Besides Basukas Teshuvah Shivas Yamin, there is a different mitzvah of Achila Beofen Hamadgish et Hachag, of eating in a way that emphasizes the uniqueness of this chag. On Pesach, you eat matzah, which shows the uniqueness of the chag. And on Sukkot, you eat the sukkah, which shows the uniqueness of the chag.
So if you already have two ksuvim, one ge'achad, why don't you learn off to Shavuos also the first night you have some chayachim? Because you say you really need both of them.
Because Tesvav, and Shavuos is not on Tesvav.
It's not, but you already have two that brought the common.
No, but it doesn't matter. It's only Tesvav. Not to mention the fact that it could be that the Ramban points out that Shavuos is really just the eighth day of Pesach, so it's not the beginning of anything, you know, or just on a technical level, it's not Tesvav.
But neither Shmiyat Teres.
What?
Shmiyat Teres is also not Tesvav.
I know it's not Tesvav. That's why you don't have to eat on the first night of Shmiyat Teres. You can only be mashlim.
Like, why does it gain this ability to be
mashlim? So give me a second, okay? Why does it gain the ability to be mashlim? Although on a simple level, Rashi tells us why Shmiyat Teres gains the ability to be mashlim. How do we know that when you're not dealing with Basukas Teshuvah Shivas Yom, you're dealing with the din of a chag? How do we know that you can be mashlim on Shmiyat Teres? Because what do we learn from? From Kavanos, Olas Riyah Shalom Chagiga, right? Basukas Chagiga says you can be mashlim the Kavanos through Shmiyat Teres.
But this is like uniquely on the first night. It's not
the okay. I hear it's a chiddush. It's a chiddush. But that's the chiddush that that the Shari Karban is saying. Now let's just take this one step further, okay? Let's take this one step further. And really, that's not the chiddush of Shari Karban. That's already in the Sefer Yosher. What did the Sefer Yosher say? Agav Orcha. Agav Orcha. He said that in the third line, when he held Yodalid, which was later Shita, Pasha, you can't be mashlim Yodalid. Obviously, you can't be mashlim Yodalid. Give me a break. How can you be mashlim Teshu Kain Taduru? That's ridiculous. Right? But when he held it was only the first night, and then you could have Tashlum and Lashlomasach, Achilos Chova Sukkah. Okay. Then he held you could be mashlim. So this is really also the Rabbeinu Tam. But Rabbeinu Tam doesn't say that it's Feidinim. Rabbeinu Tam says that when he first held one night, of course you could be mashlim. When he held it was Yudalit Sudos, you can't be mashlim, because Yudalit Sudos, Basukas Teshuvah Shivas Yamim, either you lived there or you didn't. However, the first night, that's a klal din yontif. That you can make up even on Shmini Atzeres. Now, we can take this one step further.
But how are you reading this into the words of the mitzvah hushimu?
What?
How are you reading this? Are you trying to read this into the words of Rav?
The Shurei Karban's reading it beautifully into the words of Shurei Karban.
Into the words of the mitzvah hushimu.
The mitzvah hushu. They agree. He agrees with the Chachamim about the special mitzvah the first night. He just also adds another din of Yudalit Zudos. He doesn't disagree with their din.
According to Rabbi Tam, it could have easily been that he means that when it's on the first night, then you can make up. You can have a kasmatashlum just like a chagiga, because there's one you're supposed to bring in the beginning. You can bring it any one of the ensuing 7 days. But to have this like din of like that there's a special starting off a unique chag meal on the right way and like that you don't see at all. Rabbeinu Tam was saying 14, obviously can't have Shlomo because that's unique. But you link to Sukkot as Tisha B'Av. But the first one, so what's the alternative? It doesn't have to be this.
What are you saying it is if not this?
Like a Karban Chagiga, which could have been any. For example, the Nachmi I'm trying to say is Rabbeinu Tam would say that it could be any one of the next 7 days, including Shmini Atzeres, whereas the Shirei Karban would say it's Dafka on Shmini Atzeres.
I never said that. Why would you say Dafka on Shmini Atzeres?
Isn't it about
it's like Chagiga.
I thought you were saying that. I just misunderstood. I thought you were saying that it's a special ability, which Shmini Atzeres, which is also the starting.
No, that's not what I meant at all. You definitely misunderstood me.
So good.
It might be my fault, not your fault, but you definitely misunderstood me. That's a fact. I never meant to say that at all. I meant to say exactly what you're saying. Okay. What? It is Yontif, Shmini Atzeres.
No, we're talking about Holy Moed.
What?
We're talking about.
I don't mean Yom Tov and Davis or Malacha. I mean the Chag. I mean the Regal. I don't necessarily mean Yontif or Malacha. I mean the Regal.
Now, the yeah. Basically, the Yashar is also different because for him, the Hashlama is Hashlama Achilas Chol Sukkah. It's specifically related to Sukkah, not like the holiday.
Aha, okay. So hold that thought for a second. Now, I just want to. You're right. What did the Sefer Yashar say and the Shirei Karban? The Shirei Karban is not so explicit. What did the Sefer HaYashar say? He says in the Rabbi Elazar's Mishnah Rishona of only Leil Rishon, there is Hashlama. In his Mishnah Achrona of Yud Dalet Sudos, there is no Hashlama. And what did the Shurei Karban say, or really the Karban Eidah say? The Shurei Karban just says, he wants to stick them to Bavli as well. What do the Karban Eidah say? He says that he has Beis Dinim in Din Aleph, which is the Leil Rishon. There is Hashlama. And in Din Beis, which is Yud Dalet Sudos, there is no Hashlama. What am I claiming? What was this show? Why is there? They both say the same thing. Just one in early stage and late stage of his life, and one even in all of his life, he held Beis Dinim. Or in the Bavli, maybe changed his mind towards Svei Dinim. In the late stage, he held Svei Dinim. And Yerushalmi thinks he always held Svei Dinim. And they just didn't realize this. The Yud Dalet Sudos cannot be made up, because that's a din of how to be Yoshev 7 days. If you're in Yoshev 7 days properly, you can't make it up. However, the Leil Rishon is a separate Chi of Achila, and that you can make up any time during the Chag. Now, I want to take it one step further. Let's take this one step further, and then we'll see the difference, Yosef, between Rabbeinu Tam and something else. Let's go back to whether the answer answers the question. Whether the answer answers the question. Okay? And what was the chiddush here? Let me put this more carefully. The chiddush is, why can you be mashlim the chiv of the first night if you can't be mashlim the yud dalet sudos? Because the chiv of the first night is not part of teishu kinto dur, it's a separate chiv. Okay, why? This proves that Leil Tesvav is not part of the Basukas Teshvu, but a separate mitzvah. Right? That's why I can have Hashlama, even though Basukas Teshvu can't have Hashlama. Let me go back for a moment and ask a very simple question. Did the answer answer the question of the Gemara? Right, that's a simple question, no? Did the answer of the Gemara answer the question of the Gemara? You'd hope it would, no? Mm-hmm. Let's think about it. According to the Sefer, the Sefer HaYashar, and the Ra'ah and the Ritva. The question was a steer between Yud Dalet Sudos and only the first night. And the answer is, he changed his mind from first night to Yud Dalet Sudos, or from Yud Dalet Sudos to first night. Is that an adequate answer to the question? Obviously, yes, right? So for the Sefer HaYashar, the steer was Yud Dalet versus one night. And the answer is, he used to hold one night, then he held Yud Dalet. That works fine. For the Ra'ah and the Ritva, the steer was Yud Dalet versus one night. And the answer is, he used to hold Yud Dalet, now he holds one night. That's fine. How about for Tosfos on the daf? The steer was in Sukkah or outside the Sukkah. And what's the answer? He used to hold Yunid in the Sukkah, and now he holds Yunid outside the Sukkah. Does that answer the question? Yes. I'm not analyzing, right? I'm just saying, do the words what's the problem, of course? Right? I think the Marshal or someone asked this. Problem is Rashi. The stira is, and the Rashi says in the Sukkah, and the Sefer says outside the Sukkah. And what's the answer? He used to hold Yud Dalet Sudos, and then he changed his mind and held only one Sudah. That's not answering the question. Tosos has the question of Sukkah, non-Sukkah, the answer of Sukkah, non-Sukkah. The Ra'ah and the Ritva have the question of Yud Dalet versus one night, 14 Sudos for 7 days, one night. And the answer is, you stole 7 days, held one night. Or, Rabbi Yitam, you stole one night, held 7 days. But for Rashi, the kasha was a stira, whether it's in the sukkah or outside the sukkah. And the answer was, used to hold 14 sudas, and now he holds only one night. How does that answer the kasha? So the Tosfos Rush thinks that Rashi also changed his mind about whether you eat in the sukkah. Now that's not Pashup Pshat. How does that answer the kasha? So obviously, based on what we said, what's Pshat and Rashi? That when he held, you needed 14 sudos. They needed to be dafka in the sukkah, because that was in the sukkah's teshu. When he held, you only needed the first night, then it doesn't dafka need to be in the sukkah. Exactly based on this, and this was all just a lead up to Rashi, who just takes it a step further. Says Rashi, very simple, how does it answer the question? You have to say for Rashi that somehow Yud Dalet Sudos equals Hashlama B'Sukkah, and Leil Tesvav equals Hashlama Chutz L'Sukkah. And therefore, the answer to the question, you had a steer inside the Sukkah or outside the Sukkah. My answer is he used to hold 14 Sudos, which obviously means inside Hashlama inside the Sukkah. And now he holds only the first night, which obviously means Hashlama outside the Sukkah. Right? So, and why is that? So Rashi is very pashut. And the Mishnah Rishonah, it's not whether you can eat mashlam or not. In the Mishnah Rishonah, it was Yud Dalet Sudos. There is Hashlama. But the Hashlama is Davka Basukkah. You can only be mashlam in the Sukkah. And then they had a Kasha. How can you be mashlam in the Sukkah? Shmini Atzeres is no Sukkah. But in the Mishnah Achrona, of only Leil Rishon, Leil Yontif Rishon, then there's Hashlama Afilu Chutz L'Sukkah. There's Hashlama even outside the Sukkah. Why? Because when it was Yud Dalet Sudos, that was a din Basukas Teshu Shivas Yamin. And Basukas Teshu Shivas Yamin, how could you be mashlam that outside the Sukkah? It's a Chiyav Yeshiva Sukkah, right? Hashlama Davka Basukah, and therefore, it's impossible to do the Hashlama, right? Because there's no Sukkah on Shemini Atzeres, according to Rashi. But in the Mishnah Achrona, here's where I'm taking it a step further. And here's the difference between Rashi and the Sefer Yashar. Here I'm taking it a step further, saying, what's Rashi's lundus? Leil Tesvav is not part of Basukas Teshvu, but a separate mitzvah. And Rashi just takes it a step further. If Leil Tesvav is a separate mitzvah, not part of Basukas Teshvu, then if it's separate mitzvah, it doesn't even have to be Mekoyim in the Sukkah. If it's a separate mitzvah, why do you even have to eat it in the Sukkah? That's what I meant by this. It's a separate mitzvah, and he adds one thing. The Korban Eidah never said, and therefore you can be mashlam outside the Sukkah. See, for Yashar, never said, therefore you can be mashlam outside the Sukkah. Just therefore you can be mashlam. However, says Rashi, no, it's not part of a Sukkah station separate mitzvah, and therefore it doesn't need Sukkah davka, just in Yana Diyoma,
And I mean Yoma, not Chag. Right? Not Chag. Not Shavua. Right? It doesn't have to mean Sukkah. It needs, you know, the Yoma after what's Tesvav Tesvav? Tesvav Tesvav say, because you eat unleavened bread on Pesach, you eat unleavened bread on Sukkah? No. Does it say because you eat in a booth on Pesach, you eat in a booth on Sukkah? No. So what does it mean? Because you eat something appropriate for representing the Yonah Yoma on Pesach, you also have to eat something that represents the Yonah Yoma on Sukkah. So that's fine. When you're eating on the first, second, third, fourth, fifth, seventh, sixth, seventh day, what represents in Yonah Yoma? The Sukkah. But if you're mashman in Shmini Atzeres, then in Yonah Yoma is not Sukkah. In Yonah Yoma is eating in the house. And therefore, according to Rashi, it would make sense that you could be mashlim chutz l'sukkah, because the chiyuv was never, not only wasn't it part of a sukkah's teshu, it was a separate mitzvah. Even the separate mitzvah was not davka mitzvah sukkah. After all, how can you learn sukkah? Tesvav, tesvav. You don't need a sukkah on Pesach. The chiyuv was a special eating of the chag that represents the nature of the chag, and therefore when you're mashlim on Shmini Atzeres, you eat outside the sukkah because the nature of chag is no longer sukkahs. So that's what the difference between, that's why Rashi is more radical. Within Sefer Yashin Karban Eidah, the difference is they're hashlama or not hashlama. Now it's just a question of, is it part of that mitzvah, or is it a separate mitzvah? Part of that mitzvah is only a specific time period. A separate mitzvah, you can be mashlam later. But here he's saying it's not just a separate mitzvah, it's a separate mitzvah that's lobbed off about sukkah. What? On the tesvav, tesvav, would noshim be chayavos? Maybe, maybe not. You're saying if you really learn from tesvav, tesvav, maybe noshim be chayavos, that's a big chiddush, that's obviously not how we paskin.
Well, but that has to do with the sukkah. The whole reason they got out of it is because of the sukkah.
I understand. Then you have to go into the lima, the nashim, chayiv, and matzah, and see how strong that is. Okay, at least a good hafnina. All right, anyway, this is the first point I want to answer up Rashi. We just, how did I get into all of this? I got into all of this to answer up Rashi. We just asked the very pshat questions before we asked any analysis. We said, what's the question, what's the answer? And you notice, for everyone, the answer is parallel to the question, except Rashi, who the answer seems totally irrelevant to the question. So obviously Rashi's assuming it's such a double pashut, he doesn't even have to tell you that the question of 14 sudos, which is the first line, and the question of inside the sukkah and outside the sukkah are the exact same question. Why would it be the same question? Because the longest, that the chiv of the 14 is a chiv of sukkah's teshu, but the chiv of the first night is not a chiv of sukkah's teshu, it's a separate chiv. And if it's a separate chiv, then maybe you don't even have to eat in a sukkah, you just have to eat it in something appropriate for the day that you're in, which is sukkah's for 7 days, and non-sukkah for 1 day. And then we said a sort of lighter version, a less radical version, of this chiluk is found in the Sefer Yashar and the Karban Eidah, in terms of not whether inside the sukkah or outside the sukkah. The stum, they both are thinking about inside the sukkah. I mean, the Tom's pretty explicit, unlike Tosfos here. In general, Sefer Yashar is unlike Tosfos here in the sukkah. And the Shurei Karban in Astam. He says that the mitzvah of sukkah is teshu, you can be mashlim, the mitzvah of, you can't be mashlim with aleph, you can't be mashlim because it's a separate mitzvah. So here we have an important chakira, and this finishes up what we discussed last time. Remember, we have this chakira, is it a mitzvah of yeshiva sukkah or a mitzvah of achila? So another nafkamina could be, you could say, it's not the exact same question, but it's certainly a similar question. Is it part of basukah's teshuva shivas yamim? In which case, mechora, it's clearly yeshiva sukkah. Or is it a separate mitzvah, in which case it's more likely a mitzvah of achila? So, and what's a nafkamina, whether it's part of basukas, integrates into basukas teshu, or is a separate mitzvah? One nafkamina might be tashlumen. Maybe if it integrates into basukas teshu, you can't be mashlim. But if it's a separate mitzvah, you can't be mashlim. You could even say that's the machlok of lezer chachamim, maybe. Or you could say another nafkamina is, for, let's say you can be mashlim anything. But are you mashlim dafka in the sukkah or even in the house? If it's a mitzvah yeshiva sukkah, obviously you can't be mashlim in the house. If it's a mitzvah chila, then efshar, it's a chiddush, but efshar, you can be mashlim in the house. So if we just continue the chart from last year, I forgot what number we were up to, but if you said it's a mitzvah yeshiva or a mitzvah achila, another nafkamina, we'll start the numbering again, the Roman numeral. Another nafkamina could be that if it's a mitzvah yeshiva, maybe
number 12.
Okay, good. Maybe it integrates into basukas teshvu, and then it would make sense. What does basukas teshvu mean? Basukas teshvu means 7 days. Chacham are flexible. You can come to class sometimes, not other times. You have to show up the first time to get on the roster. Otherwise, how do we know? Like Sfiras Omer, remember there's Shita Rishonim that if you miss a day in the middle, you can keep counting with the brachot. If you miss the first day, you can't. If you miss a day in the middle, you're already in the middle of counting. You're shy to the counting. You just forgot one day. If you miss the first day, then you don't have the first day of counting. You need a start point and an end point, right? Shem Nekiyim, right? Not good enough to start Vik on the second day. You need to show you started. So maybe integrates into Pesukas Peshu, and here we would say that it's probably a separate mitzvah from Pesukas Peshu. And who cares? That sounds like just word games. Not necessarily. If it's a separate mitzvah, then it makes more sense, right? If it's a separate mitzvah from Pesukas Peshu, then it makes more sense that you could be mashlim. If it's part of the Sukkot Teshuvu, then maybe you can't be mashlim if it's part of the Sukkot Teshuvu, according to this lumdus that we said based on the Sefer Yashar and the Sharia Karban. In which case, maybe you could even say this, the machlok of the religion of Chacham Ben Hashlama. Right? The machloch that when they both held the first night, right, which according to everyone but Sukkot, there was some Tosfos, there was some point in Rabbi Eliezer's life when he agreed it was only the first night. And this could be the Rabbi Eliezer. And maybe this could be the Chacham. And the Rishonim hardly anyone discusses why the Chacham disagreed with Rabbi Eliezer about Hashlama. But maybe the reason is because they hold this part of the Sukkot Teshuvah Shavuos Yom, it's not Shaych Hashlama. Lefi, the Derech of the Sefer Yashar, the Derech of the Sefer Yashar and the Karban Ha'eda. Another nafkmina could be if you go even further, right? If you go even further, maybe you say, no, there's Hashlama for everything. You can be Mashlam anything. The question is just, how to be Mashlam? Right, the question is just how to be Mashlam. Let's see, 12.1, the Feast Sefer Yashar Karban Eidah. 12.2, the Feast Rashi, what does Rashi say? That if it's a mitzvah zachila, you can be mashlim chutz l'sukkah. Because after all, it's a mitzvah zachila. Now, we assume that tonight was sukkah. Remember, tonight is sukkah. You have to be chadash. Tonight is not exactly sukkah. Tonight is in Yonah Diyoma. Right? And you have to say that tonight is lav davka sukkah. We thought, even achila, the tznai is sukkah. You can't eat in your house the first night of yotze. That's clear. You're not yotze eating in your house the first night. No one said that. Okay, but not the time of sukkah. The tznai is appropriate for the day. And therefore, the first night has to be in the sukkah, but the eighth night, but if you said that it was a mitzvah, yeshiva, then obviously you can't be mashlim chutz l'sukkah, because if you say it's integrated into Sukkot Teshuvah, then obviously you can't be mashlim chutz l'sukkah. And again, maybe you could say that's Rabbi Eliezer, and that's the Chacham Lefi Rashi. So it could be we could have two ways of saying that maybe this chakir we had about the first night is the machlokes of Eliezer and Chachamim during the stage of Eliezer's life when he held you only had to eat the first night, which was his early life according to the Ritva and most Rishonim, and his late life. His early life according to Rabbi Tam and Sefer Yashar. What's the base of the machlok to that Hashlama? Maybe they're arguing about this Chakira, and in one of two ways. Either, if you hold this part of a Sukkot Teshuvah, you can't have Hashlama fundamentally, while if it's a separate mitzvah, you can't have Hashlama. Or, no, you can have Hashlama theoretically. But if you hold the Sukkot Teshuvah, the Hashlama has to be in the Sukkah, and since you can't sit in the Sukkah because of Altosef, you can't have Hashlama. While if you hold it separately, maybe it's so flexible, you can even mash them outside the sukkah. Okay, that's what I wanted to say about just reading Pashup Shad in the Gemara. I hope that when everyone read Pashup in the Gemara, not everyone has to decide to think about things in the order I think about them. But I hope that everyone at least read Pashup in the Gemara and said, let's make sure that the answer of Chazar Bo is the same thing as the Stira, so it answers the question. And notice Rashi didn't answer the question, and then asked themselves why, and probably came up with this explanation, because it's fairly intuitive. Okay. And if not, then when you read the Sefer Yashar, it like got your, it was in the back of your mind, and it sort of jiggled that part of your mind, and then you put two and two together.
So one second, just harping on it, the Yerushalmi, how are you fitting this into mitzvah hushva? What do you mean that's not like in the Bavli? Are you learning them the same or different?
As far as I'm concerned, I'm learning the Bavli and Yerushalmi the same. And what even the Korban Edah learned them pretty much the same.
Yeah, well, Korban Edah often...
He just says, okay, I'm learning them the same for now.
What does the word mitzvah therefore mean?
Uh-huh.
In the Chazara.
So if you say...
If you just did the Korban Edah and just learned it...
Right, if you say like Tosfos, who has the slightly different gears of Hashuvah, then what mitzvah means is that... what mitzvah means is that he only holds the 14 suttas for mitzvah l'chadchila. In the sukkah.
Chazara?
That after his mind, it's only l'chadchila mitzvah to eat 14 suttas in the sukkah. But yeah, you can eat them outside the sukkah. And the way everyone else reads it is that... is that in the end, he changed his mind and agreed with Chachamim that it's only the mitzvah of the first night. And according to the Shuri Karban, how to read it is, really, he holds from both dinim. And he agrees with them about their mitzvah. He just holds a second din. Okay, so I'm going to read the Yerushalmi over, read the Bavli. Again, we can leave all of our professors aside for now. Although I do have to admit, his Pshat in the Yerushalmi is one of the weaker ones.
Say that if you hold your dollar to this, that you can eat them outside of the sukkah. I mean, it's a mental...
Ah, okay, that's exactly what I wanted someone to ask. Okay. Let's review. Chesky, I'm sorry, I need to erase the board, even though we need to keep it in mind. Okay? Let's just review exactly what the maskana is. What is the maskana of the Hashlama de Rabbi Eliezer? Okay, you ready? What case is Rabbi Eliezer Mashlam? Can you open one window, please? Okay. Someone probably sneaks in here at like 6:30 and turns on the heat.
Who's cool?
Maybe it's just a fire of Torah that's burning. I don't know about a bird, but okay. Good. Now let's see what's the maskana lefi Rabbi Eliezer. You ready? Maskana lefi Rabbi Eliezer. You know what? Let me erase this part first. And I'm just going to ask, Pashut common sense, if you don't mind. Pashut common sense. Hashlama lefi Rabbi Eliezer. What? Hashlama for what and how? So, let's ask according to the different shitas. According to, first of all, where do you do the Hashlama according to Rabbi Eliezer? Your mashlo in the sukkah shmini atzeres or outside the sukkah?
That's your machlokes rishonim.
Machlokes rishonim. Who are the only two rishonim who hold outside the sukkah?
Rashi and
Tosos. Rashi and Tosos. Everyone else holds inside the sukkah, which is probably the pasuk shot, right? If you're mashlo in the sukkah, it's inside the sukkah, right? So according to everyone else, you are mashlim inside the sukkah, right? So according to the Tosos Rush, also thinks Rashi holds this, but I'm not going to take that into account. I'm going to assume that's not true. According to, who did we see? Say for Yashar, Re'ah, Ritva, but also the Meiri and the Rivavan. Okay, say for Yashar, one Shita, Re'ah, Ritva, V'chuli, most Rishonim, what is he mashlim? He's mashlim, Chiyov, Lel, Yom Tov, Rishon, Al Yedei, Achila, B'sukkah, Bilel Yom Tov Achron. Right? You're mashling the Achilo Sukha Bilel Yom Tov Achron. Okay. We'll come back to that in a second. According to Rashi, what are you mashlim? Mashlim Chiyuv Lel Yom Tov Rishon Al Yedei Achila Bebayis Bilel Yom Tov Achron. Okay, there's a chiddush. How could you be mashlim outside the sukkah? And we made a lundus to explain that, right? The chiddush is that you can be mashlim outside the sukkah. And the hasbir that we said, I can't prove this, but it's based on already the insight of, say, for Yashar and the Karban Eda, who say that, you know, Lel Tesvav is not part of a solicitation, it's a separate chiyuv. And then you just take it one step further, and based on the whole chiyuv we said yesterday, the hezbir is what we said there. That the chiyuv, achila, besukkah, the Lel Tesvav, is really not a din in yeshiva sukkah, but a din in the regel that you need achila appropriate for the day. I know this is a chiddush, but this is Rashi's chiddush. Okay. Now, the strangest shita, Joel says, is Tosfos. What does Tosfos say? There are only three shitas in what the Hashlama actually is. What does Tosfos say? Your mashlim chiyuv achilas yudalid seudos asuka al yedei achila bebayis belel yom tov achron. Okay, this is very strange because for Rashi, you know, we had to take out a wrench. We say, how can you be mashlim lechiyuv achila sukkah outside the sukkah? So the answer is, because it wasn't the chiyuv achila sukkah, the sukkah's kashrus shivas yamin. It was the chiyuv achila sukkah of tesvav tesvav. And maybe tesvav tesvav looked like a chiyuv eating the sukkah, but it wasn't really chiyuv eating the sukkah. It's learned from matzah. It's really a chiyuv of eating a special meal that accentuates the yontif. Okay, we got away with it for Rashi. Tosos is in big trouble. And what's funny is Tosos doesn't even think this is strange, right? He doesn't even ask it himself. Tosos, because what's the only place we get the chiyuv of Yudal Sudos from? What pasuk? Basukas teishu shivas yamin teishu kein taduru. It's a chiyuv of teishu shivas yamin basukos kein taduru. How can you make up a chiyuv basukas teishu outside the sukkah? To say you make up a chiyuv tesvav tesvav outside the sukkah is a chiddush, but we can do it. It's not what we would have thought, but once you say it, it could be. You know, one rishon could hold that, Seder. How can you make up? That's a crazy chiddush, right? How could you? Let me make myself some room here.
So Tosfos is eating them outside of the sukkah?
Yes, very clear he's eating them outside the sukkah. No two ways about that. The chiddush is that you can be mashlim a chiyuv of basukas teshvu, of teshvu ke'in taduru, outside the sukkah. Now, did it bother anyone that this was really a very strange thing that Tosfos held? It bothered me. Like, really, how could that be? Basukas teshvu shivas yamin means, according to Rabbi Lezer, teshvu ke'in taduru, 14 meals. Again, Tosfos the only one that says you can make up the 14 meals. And you make them up outside the sukkah. Even said you make them up inside the sukkah, so teinach. But you make them up outside the sukkah? Meaning, for just in terms of reading Shakla Tanya, no one holds the sheet as you make up the 14 meals outside the sukkah. Because, actually, I'm not sure, but no one holds that. But how can you make up a sukkah's tissue outside the sukkah? Isn't that strange to you? Peter, didn't you think that was strange?
Sure.
Okay, so what did you think Shabbat was?
We couldn't come up with that, actually.
You're right! You're absolutely right. It's almost impossible to come up with a pshat, and I'm so glad I called on you because I figured you'd say we couldn't come up with a pshat because, obviously, I have a pshat in mind, but I don't have a good pshat. I have a crazy pshat. So if I stop saying crazy pshat, I wasn't going to say, well, the Rebbe's crazy. If already, you know, the Talmidim admit that you can't find a pshat, then already find out the crazy pshat. That's an improvement, right? Okay.
No, but it's just crazy. Rabbi
Yonah.
That's exactly the same as you do on Pesach when you call Yom Tov Achron of Pesach. You're talking about.
Okay, you're very nice with Rabbi Yonah Sumi Lunel, but right, his point. I actually decided this Rabbi Yonah Sumi Lunel was so unlikely I wasn't even to mention it. Rabbi Yonah Sumi Lunel turns this whole sugya in his head and says Yom Tov Achron means Hoshana Rabbah.
Right.
And but that's already a totally different ballgame. But that's not Tosfos. Tosfos clearly holds it means you eat on Shmini Atzeres outside the sukkah. You can't say Tosfos holds like Rabbi Yonah Sumi Lunel. Matter of fact, no one holds like Rabbi Yonah Sumi Lunel. Part of the problem is that even Rabbi Yonah Sumi Lunel doesn't hold like Rabbi Yonah Sumi Lunel because he says, oh, Yom Tov Achron could be Noshana Rabbah, like I said in Tainus. And if you look at Rabbi Yonah Sumi Lunel in Tainus, he says before Yom Tov Achron means Shmini Atzeres. So even Rabbi Yonah Sumi Lunel was not willing to write this in more than one Masechet. Even though he footnoted the other Masechet. But okay, if Rabbi Elazar could change his mind, so could Rabbi someone else. But we still haven't found pshat. What's pshat in Tosos that you make up a sukkah's teshvu by eating your house on Shmini Atzeres? It's the most peculiar thing ever.
Maybe, I mean, it's the chiddush that we have a chiyuv of eating gedalt sukkos in the first place. And maybe Rabbi Elazar is saying is that it's specific to sukkos that you have such a chiyuv. And it's still an agav that you just have a tanai that you have to eat all those sukkos.
Ah, okay. So what Yonason says is that was my first crazy pshat. That was the boring crazy pshat. There's a boring crazy pshat and an interesting crazy pshat. The boring crazy pshat is that even though we learned from Asukas Teshu, through Teshu came to Duru, and I'll be common sense, we all know, but Asukas Teshu means the mitzvah of living in a sukkah. And Teshu you can do is being magder, how to make sure that you're living in the sukkah properly. But really, the whole drush was lav davka, and it was a remez b'alma. It wasn't really saying that key of Asukas Teshu is 14 meals. It was really just a remez that the yontif requires 14 meals, which are in the sukkah if you eat them on the sukkah part of the yontif, and are in the house if you eat them in the house part of yontif. Right? So it could be, I just don't like it, because mela, if you're going to have a dachit pshat, it should be more interesting than that. But you could say Hezber 1 is that...
Wait, why does it have to be a remez? Why couldn't you upgrade it to a full-fledged limit? That there's a
special... Okay, that's what I meant. I mean, the drusha, but it's lav davka that the yeshiva basukah is echav yom v'echav layla. The drusha is somewhat lav davka, and it's really a chiyov of yodalid sudos beregel, not midin yeshiva sukkah. Even though the drusha is that yeshiva is a meal every day and a meal every night, it's not really a din in yeshiva, it's really a din in the regel. Basically what we said for Lel Tesvav to say it for Teshu Kenta Duru. The only problem is that saying for Lel Tesvav was a nice shot. I wouldn't have picked it, but it's possible. Saying this is very dochuk, but if you have no choice, you have no choice. And that's probably better than the next thing I'm going to say.
Maybe eating in your house on Shmini Atzeres is emphasizing the Teshu Kenta Duru.
Maybe eating your house on Shmini Atzeres is the key in Yeshiva Sukkah. That's what Chesky wanted to say. Right? What's the second possible Hezber? Is that really eating in the house on Shmini Atzeres is a kiyum of yeshiva sukkah. And then it makes sense, so it can be mashlim mitzvahs yeshiva sukkah. Now, of course, this is also a little crazy because, what do you mean? Eating in your house is a kiyum of yeshiva sukkah? Seems a little strange, right? But this creates a big, big, big question of the relationship between Shmini Atzeres and sukkah. Right? We all know that we, and Eretz Yisrael, it's much easier to say this, you don't get into politics, anything. We all know we don't eat in the sukkah on Shmini Atzeres. Right? That's the easy part. The question is why we don't eat in the sukkah on Shmini Atzeres. And here I think you can say three different Hesberim. What's the relationship between Shmini Atzeres and Sukkos? Now I know you're going to tell me that's the Gemara later on of Hazar Kashev, etc. So what I mean to say is what's the relationship between Shmini Atzeres and the mitzvah of Sukkah? And I can think of three things based on some famous Midrashim. So what am I going to say? I'm going to say this. Why don't we eat in the sukkah on Shmini Atzeres? Why don't we eat in the sukkah on Shmini Atzeres? And I'm going to give three answers. These answers are going to be a little more drush than lumdus, because lumdus is not such a great question. Why don't we eat in the sukkah on Shmini Atzeres? Because, you know, the Torah never said you should. The Torah said, "Asukas teishu shivas yomim." So it's like, you know, I don't know, like, why don't we shake a lulav on Shmini Atzeres? Or why don't we shake a lulav on Hanukkah? Okay, fine. But, the simple answer is, the pshat is because it has, it's a, let's say very differently, to use the phrase later on, because it's regel bifnei atzmo, and has nothing to do with sukkah. That is the pashut pshat, right?
But it's not so simple. There might be another way to understand it. There's a famous Medrash Tanchuma on in Pinchas, on the Musaf, which says, why do the Chachamim let you leave the Sukkah on Yontav Achron, on Shmini Atzeres? Now, this is a funny question. What do you mean, why did the Chachamim let you? First of all, who says up to the Chachamim? Isn't it say in the Torah what you should do? And like, what's the Havamina? But the answer is, and all the Mepharshim have trouble with this, Ella called Zion Yimei let me start better. Yondein Rabbeinu. Ma'olecho b'sukkah b'chag chutz sukkah. Are you allowed to eat outside the sukkah on Sukkahs? Sounds like a strange question, right? Kach shanu Rabbi Sein, and they bring a different version of our Mishnah. Rabbi Eliezer Omer Yudal Sudos Chayiv on Lecho b'sukkah after Yom Rechav Alayla. Eliezer says you have to eat 14 sudos in the sukkah. The Chum Ramrim Eim Dover Kitzvah. There's no fixed amount. Chutz mi Leila Yontov Ha'achron Bilvad, except for the last night. So now, if you're going to ask me, do I have a good shot in this Tosefta? I know, do I have a good shot in the, not Tosefta, this Medrash Tanchuma? It's very difficult, and we're not going to go into what Henschke says. But what did it say? It says, the question, are you allowed to eat outside the Sukkah on Sukkahs? Mm-hmm. And the Gemara says, in the end, the last line is, Chutz mi Yontov Leila Achron. Meaning, no, except for the Nine Shmini Atzeres, you're allowed to eat outside the Sukkah on Sukkahs. It sounds like, really, you're chayav to eat in the Sukkah and Shmini Atzeres, just in the heter to eat outside the Sukkah. Why is there a heter to eat outside the Sukkah? So it continues. And then it's L'shitase. It says, and why did they let you? Maybe it's why, when the Chacham darshan the Sukkah, they darshan in such a way that they interpreted it to let you leave the Sukkah and Shmini Atzeres. Right? Again, if you're going to tell me there are 100 other ways to read Pshat in this Tanchuma, and each of them have Chesunot v'Yitronot, yes. I'm just trying to, like, see strange things. First strange thing is, they're asking if you're allowed to eat outside the Sukkah on Sukkahs. Like, what's the Havmin? And the answer is, something like, similar to our Mishnah, it says, except for Lel Yontav Achron. Meaning, seemingly, you can't eat in your house, except Lel Yontav Achron, you have a heter to eat in your house. And then they ask, why are you allowed to leave the Sukkah on Shmini Atzeres? Because we say Morid Atal for 7 days, and we have to say Tfilas Geshem and Shmini Atzeres, and in order to say Tfilas Geshem, believe Shalim, we have to leave the Sukkah, because we're in the Sukkah, how could we daven for Geshem? Okay, it's a very strange Tanchuma. I'm not sure what to make of it, and then a lot of strange things here, but one thing is funny, and then it says, Afa became Yom Tov Achron Olim Osa Chag, and nonetheless it counts as one of the days of the Chag. So it's not like a havmina to eat in the sukkah, like a special heter to leave the sukkah, maybe to daven for the rain, and it still counts as part of sukkahs. So I know putting this together is hard, and I'm putting it together one way, and there are other ways to put it together. But maybe what this Tanchuma is saying is that really the chiyuv sukkah should be for 8 days. You just have a heter on Shmini Atzeres because of Tfilas Geshamin. What? It sounds here like a heter even. It sounds here like a heter even. Now, if you'll say, but isn't a Baal Tosif? Okay, that's so another way to read the Tanchuma is that it's referring to Yom Sheni Shel Golios, and then it's supporting the Minhag that the Rav didn't like. Of course, the tricky part of that is that the Medrash Tanchuma was written in Eretz Yisrael, but you can always say it absorbed the drasha from someone in Chutz Laretz. These midrashim were not necessarily written by one person at one time. Okay. Anyway, so maybe you could say al pi medrash tanchuma that really it is part of Yimei Sukkos. Really, it is part of Sukkos, but there's a heter to leave the sukkah. But there's a heter to leave the sukkah. That is a very radical idea, exactly what it means.
I thought, it's a hara, what I want to say, that in the Lashon of the Mishnah, it seems like it's a part of sukkahs. Leila Yantav
Ha'achron, correct. Okay, by the way, you should know, what's the big nafkamina, whether it's part of sukkahs or not? No, because that's the first thing tomorrow. But the Mishnah Berurah brings down two opinions. If in Shmona Esrei you accidentally say the Yom Chag HaSukkah says that, right? On Shmini Atzeres, are you Yotze or not? So you could say that regardless of this Lomdas, you're Yotze because there's one day that base Yehuda who says, even if you say Sukkos, or even if you say Pesach, you don't say. You're going to say any regal with the feel of any regal. Then there's the Maskana of the Chidah, who says, either way, you're not Yotzei, because regardless of the Lungus, you made a mistake in what you were thinking. But in the Hamin of the Chidah, he says, it depends on whether it's part of Chag HaSukkos or not. And he brings Rias from Shas back and forth and thinks Taka is Chag HaSukkos, because in Sota they say, Hakel's on Chag HaSukkos, maybe it should be in Shmini Atzeres. And then have a Lima to make it not in Shmini Atzeres, which shows it's part of Sukkos. Fine. Now I'm going to give you a third shot. The third shot is Alpi, a very famous medrash in, not a medrash, but Alpi Targum Yonasan. Targum Yonasan Menuziel in, sorry, the medrash Tanchum is in Pinchas. Obviously, you know where to look in Pinchas. The Targum Yonasan is in Emor. Obviously, you know where to look. Oh, no, sorry, it's also in Pinchas. I apologize. Obviously, you know where to look in Pinchas, right? On the Musaf of Shmini Atzeres. Says the Targum Yonasan of Pinchas, meaning, okay, we know the Targum Yonasan of Pinchas was not written by Yonasan Menuziel. The Gemara says he only wrote on Navi. But, okay, it's the Targum that's called Targum Yonasan. It's some Midrashic Targum that's called Targum Yonasan Menuziel in Parshas Pinchas, which says, by Yonas being Atzeres Tielochem, you know it's a big deal in the Mepharshim what Atzeres means. What's an Atzeres? Something to do with like Atzor, stop sign? What are you stopping? So Rashi says it means stop, gather together, don't go home yet. Right? Others say it means don't do malacha. Okay. The Atzor can mean to stop, or it can mean to like be gathered together, like Ephes Atzor v'Azov. So, says the Targum Yonasan, b'yomas mina'a kineshin t'havon. It means kineshin. What does that mean? B'chedva min matilchon levateichem kineshes chedva v'yomatova. You go in, like kinesa, mi matilchon, v'talal t'sok in Aramaic, libeitchon, right? Atzeres means the day of going from the sukkah into the house. The mahus of Shmini Atzeres, what's mahus? It's Shmini Atzeres. It's not chaga anything. Maybe it's chaga Atzeres, right? We, most of us here probably say Shmini chaga Atzeres, that's it, right? Like that. It's chaga Atzeres. What's an Atzeres? It's the chag of Atzeres. What is Atzeres? What's mahus? The mahus is Atzeres. But what's an Atzeres? If Atzeres just means Isser Malacha, then it has a very pirate mahus. Oh, this is the chag where we don't do Malacha. Okay, maybe Atzeres means kasha le'predaschem. It's the chag of having special extra time with Ribono Shel'olam. Okay, that's very deep. But according to Targum Yonasan, that's not it. According to Targum Yonasan, it's the day when we leave the sukkah and go to the house. That's mahus of the chag. It's the chag of leaving the sukkah and going to the house. Now, according to this, I think this is the third shot. First shot I said is that it's orthogonal. That Shmini Atzeres has nothing to do with sukkah. Lomal of lomogrid. It's a different day. It's Pazer Kasher, the regular day Atzvot. Second shot is that, no, really you should be in the Sukkah. Just for technical reasons, there's a heter to leave. Here I'm saying the opposite. That the Mahut of Shmini Atzeres is the Kigum of leaving the Sukkah and entering the Bayis. Just like the mitzvah of sukkah is to make beso arai, sukkaso kevo beso arai, the mitzvah of Shmini Atzeres is to mevatel sukkaso and make beso keva. Or at least make sukkaso arai. You know, you're allowed to go there by arai. But that, the mahos of Shmini Atzeres is to leave the sukkah. That's the mahos of Shmini Atzeres, to leave the sukkah. Now, if you want to say, maybe, let's go back to the strange sheet of Tosfos. Could eating in the house of Shmini Atzeres be a kim of sukkah? If it has nothing to do with sukkah whatsoever, then how would it be a kim yeshiva sukkah? If really you should eat in the sukkah, then maybe eating the sukkah on Shmini Atzeres be a kim yeshiva sukkah. But eating in the house shouldn't be a kim yeshiva sukkah. But if maybe the mahus of Shmini Atzeres is that it's the day of leaving the sukkah, maybe the point is part of the kim of sukkah is that you have to sit there for 7 days, and part of the kim of sukkah is you have to leave on the 8th day. If you don't leave on the 8th day, it's not just a technical problem about Tosif if you don't leave on the 8th day. If you don't leave on the 8th day, you're chasur your kiyum of yeshiva sukkah. Because it's only your real yeshiva sukkah if you're there for 7 days and then go into your house. By the way, you should know, in chasidus, this is a very, very big deal. The idea of leaving your sukkah and going to the house of Shmini Atzeres is a very deep inyan in chasidus. And that's one of the reasons why the chasidim of chutzlars ended up, hardly any of them, eating the sukkah and Shmini Atzeres. Because it was so, even though that's what it seems to say in the Gemara, so it's so difficult for them to abandon this yisod, this deep Kabbalistic idea of leaving the sukkah and going to the house. What does that mean? Now, I think what it means is sort of obvious that, you know, if Basuk is Keshu Shivas Yonim is to leave your house and go to a special place of, you know, of closest to Hashem Yisbarach, of dependence on Hashem, of remembering how Hashem took care of us in the Midbar, right? If the whole point of Sukkot is to go to a special place to remind us of a more direct relationship with Hashem, of a deeper relationship with Hashem, then obviously it makes sense that part of the kiyum is, and then take it back to your house with you, then take it back home with you, right? Then take it, and maybe the taking it back home with you is part of the kiyum Yeshiva Sukkah. Now I know this is half drush. If we, bigger ground hold. But maybe if you want to say, based on this Targum Yonasan, like Cheskim is saying, I'm not saying it's not it's Cheskim Shat. If you want to say, like Cheskim Shat, that, based on Targum Yonasan, that maybe Mahus of Shmini Yetziris is leaving your sukkah is also part of the Kiyum of Yeshiva Sukkah. If you stay in your sukkah for the rest of your life, that's not the real Kiyum of Yeshiva Sukkah. You're missing in Yeshiva Sukkah if you stay there your whole life. To do Yeshiva Sukkah, you have to be there for 7 days and leave the eighth day. Not because of Baltosif. Because of the Mahos of Yeshiva Sukkah. In which case, maybe you could say that, according to this chat, maybe you could say that explains Tosos. How is eating your house Mashlim L'chi Basukkah's Teshu? Because eating your house is also part of the Kiyum of Sukkah. And if eating your house is part of the Kiyum of Sukkah, maybe be Mashlim Basukkah's Teshu. After all, if you're supposed to have 14 meals in the Sukkah and then one in your house, and those 15 together are what you're supposed to do in the sukkah, then if I only have 13 in the sukkah and 2 in the house, that's also okay, because together is the key of what I'm supposed to do in the sukkah. And that's what I'm saying. If you're willing to say it's 14 plus 1 in your house that are the full key of sukkah, then 13 plus 2 in your house, but yeah, we can also get by. It's a big finish. But you have to say one of the either. Again, I don't know how to defend, like Yosef said. To quote Yosef, I can't explain Tosfos on the simplest level without saying some crazy chiddush. So, I just don't know. Should I say the boring crazy chiddush? Just say that, the drush of Basukah's Teshu was really not about Yeshiva Sukkah. It was, you know, drushes sometimes are not what they seem to be on the surface. Or, should I say the more interesting crazy chiddush, which is that eating in your house is part of the mitzvah of eating in your sukkah, and eating in your house on Shvi'at Atzeres is part of the mitzvah. So, you can pick which one you like.
According to number 2, it may be number 1, so why don't you have a lulav?
Because I'm talking about sukkahs. Okay, I'm not talking about lulav.
It's really part of Yemei Sukkahs.
Yeah, but what does that have to do with lulav? Did it ever say, did the Torah ever say that you should shake a lulav on sukkahs? No, you should sit in a sukkah on sukkahs. Right, that's why it's called sukkahs. Shaking a lulav. You know, the Rav actually says this in the Rishima Shurim later on. He says that sukkah is the Kedusha Yom of sukkahs and lulav is not. And the Rav even says that's why there's no Sfeikat Yom by lulav. Even though everyone says other Hesperim, he says, why is there no Sfeikat Yom on lulav? And there is Sfeikat Yom on sukkahs. We know on sukkah, the Rav felt strong about this. Because sukkah is what Chag HaSukkahs is about. That you have to keep 2 days. Lulav is just a mitzvah that happens to be chal on the day that happens to be Chag HaSukkahs. And therefore, there's no Sfeikat Yom. That's how we also answered, of course, the Balamor, the Kasha, about why there's no Sfeikat Yom on Tzvirsa Omer. Because there's only Sfeikat Yom on keeping Yontif. A mitzvah that happens to be chal on the day that happens to be Yontif, there's no Sfeikat Yom. Okay, but that's not for now.
You can go further. I mean, I think you can go further in that Rav's Kiddush that there's a halal shem sukkah on Shmini Atzeres, even though there are no mitzvahs of sukkah on Shmini Atzeres. That's why there's two parashas. And the first parasha seems to imply that you're not leaving these part of sukkah. And the second parasha gives mitzvahs.
Correct. Okay, fair enough. Now, I'll just point out that this Chakir and Shmini Atzeres, we're not really getting into Shmini Atzeres sugya here, because to do that, we have to start with Pazer Kashev, right? But you might say that in the Chakir of the Chidah, what if you say Chag HaSukkah Sazeh, right? Is it the Chag of Sukkahs, or is it just a Chag, right? So if you say B'yom Chag HaSukkah Sazeh, maybe if you took the first approach, you would say Lo Yotza. Again, unless you want to say you're Yotze with Shavuos also, because you can be Yotze with any regal, which is actually the Shita of the Shut Beis Yehuda, right? It's interesting, like Shari Tshuva says. In the Birke Yosef, he quotes from the Beis Yud. Everyone thinks of the Beis Yosef, but it's not the Shut Beis Yehuda. But maybe if you say that really you should be sitting in the Sukkah, but you have a Heter, then if you sit in Chag HaSukkah, it's okay. And maybe my Kiddush is, if you take the Targum Yonasan,
Dafka, the chiddush to leave your sukkah, that's also chag of sukkahs. Leaving sukkah is also part of the keem of sukkahs. That's my main chiddush in the Targum Yonah side. If you want to say that is the keem of leaving sukkah, this is the easy part. And now, we just say, and therefore, leaving the sukkah on Shmini is part of yeshiva sukkah. Okay, that's the main chiddush I want to say in Targum Yonah side. And then, if you said Chag HaSukkos, it would be okay. Yeah, it is Chag HaSukkos. The Chag of leaving the Sukkah is also Chag HaSukkos. And then, that might explain the strange Tosos here. This also might have to do with, I'm not getting into this now, but, you know, the whole question of what we say in davening, Lechat Chila, right? How many sheets are there what we say in Shmini Atzeres and davening?
Only one, right?
Three, right? The Machaber says, and many, many Rishonim, most Rishonim, the Yom HaShmini Chag HaTzeres HaZeh, that's probably what most of us say. The Ramah says, B'Yom HaShmini Atzeres HaZeh. Maybe that's what the Yekas say, I didn't check. And the Taz, the Marshal, say, B'yom Shmini Atzeres HaChag HaZeh. Right? So it's interesting. Why did the Taz say it's Yom Shmini Atzeres HaChag HaZeh? It says, it's not a Chag HaTzeres. It's not its own Chag of Atzeres. It's just an Atzeres of the Chag. It's the end of the pre-existing Chag. And that's an interesting machlokas. According to the Machaber, it's Chag HaTzeres. It's its own Chag called Atzeres. According to the Taz, no, it is not a Chag at all. It's just Atzeres of an existing Chag. That also might, now that might be broader, because it's not specifically about sukkah, but after that it might tie in, you know, there's some at least parallel of what do you say? Do you say Shmini Chag Ha'atzeres, meaning it is its own Chag, or do you say Shmini Atzeres HaChag? No, it doesn't mean Shmini Atzeres the Chag. The Taz means Shmini Atzeres HaChag, Shmini, not Shmini Chag Atzeres, but Shmini Atzeres HaChag, Shmini Atzeres HaChag, meaning it's just the end of Sukkot. Now I know it's a regular thing, it was a big sugya, and I didn't mean, whatever's in black on the board I didn't really write, because that's part of a more general question of the status of Shmini Atzeres, not just the local question of the status of Sukkot on Shmini Atzeres. But again, these are big questions, even though the Gemara says it's a regular thing for six things. And not for other things. So in the end, does it make it more of a regular Atzma or more of not a regular Atzma? Like, you know, what side of the scale is heavier here? That might taka be a machlok, between the Mechaber and the Taz. What nusach do you say? If you say Shmini Chag HaTzeres, then it's a Chag HaTzeres. That was Chag HaSukkos, this is Chag HaTzeres. If you say Shmini Atzeres HaChag, that was the Chag, and this is the Atzeres of that Chag. The postscript of the Chag. So those are two very different ways of looking at Shmini Atzeres. What? Okay, I'm not getting into the haze, although I could, but I'm not. Yes, you would make Shechianim, interestingly. So therefore, we see that it's complex, and that's what I said. Whatever's written in this black column, I didn't actually write or discuss in Shir. Okay, now, let's just finish up our thoughts. Okay, one last thing, and then we're ready to just move on. Is there anything I can erase here? No.
So that according to Tosus, if somebody really misses the whole week of Sukkot, he's supposed to then in Shmini Atzeres eat 14 meals or mini meals, something like that.
That could be.
That's the machlokit with Rashi.
Yeah, could very well be. Meals. It sounds from Tosus, someone missed the whole Sukkot, they should eat 14 meals in Shmini Atzeres. Again, of course, we're going to get not according to us.
Not a good day too.
Okay. That's an interesting question, by the way. Is that Shlomo only at night or even during the day of Shmini? Right, it says the night. Maybe that's because we're imagining being Mashlim one. So why wait? Right? So it's interesting. From Rashi, would you think you'd be Mashlim only at night or even during the day?
Night. Because
no, not at all.
Yeah.
Where does Rashi learn Mashlama from? From the model of? And when are you Mashlim Chagiga?
Oh.
In the day. I think from Rashi, it's possible you can be Mashlim even during the day, because the model is Chagiga. However, the Gilyoni Ashatzer of Yosef Engel here says you can only be mashlim at night, because the model is not chagiga. The model is just that the laila holy chachar yom. That in some halachos the laila is holy chachar yom, and especially according to Eliezer in the Yerushalmi, who learns from the Miami Luim, where the laila is holy chachar yom in the mikdash. So there are some achronim who say only at night is the laila holy chachar yom. There is a ra'ah who says only at night, because he says you're only being mashlim the first one, and the first one was at night, so you have to be mashlim night at night. Which is interesting. But according to Rashi in most poskim, it sounds like you mash them for 24 hours. The whole Shmini Atzeres.
What's the brought also during the day?
No, the brag from Chagiga is that the entire eighth day is nitan lahashlama. It's kosher l'tashlumin.
There you're being rash and telling that was brought in the
day. Ah, okay. But this, there, okay, so you're right. This gets into the question of whether the chiyuv of leil tesvav, again, forget Tosfos, everyone else, you're only rash in the chiyuv of leil tesvav, is that chiyuv inherently related to it being nighttime, or that just happens to be the first opportunity? So if it's inherently related to it being nighttime, you'd say like the Ra'ah, you can only mash them night at night. But if it just happens to be the first opportunity at night, but it's not because of nighttime, then you can be mashing them during the day. So I admit I'll leave that as an open question. Just my intuition is that it's not there's something special about the kohos of nighttime, it's just the first opportunity.
What if you're on some level above? So how should we have an additional view? Like if you're on some level Shabbos.
Yes, correct. Meaning, almost all the everyone but the Ra'ah says that you can also be mashed someone kol ha'moed, right?
If
you
miss, on
or on the first day, yeah, sure, you can mash them any time, even up to the last night.
So I read in here from the Marshal that I understood that it's only the first night, according to Rabbi Lazar, if it's the first night that he missed, so he can only mash them the first night.
I know. But did he say and not be yom tov acharon?
Leil, because he was just
that's just quoting the mission. Someone quotes the mission, it's not a deal. Okay. Anyway, we will leave that for now as an open question. Let me just point out one last thing. And then we analyzed Rashi. We analyzed Tosos. We didn't analyze Rov Rishonim. Right? You got the board, right? What did Rov Rishonim hold? That you're mashlim in the sukkah. Rov Rishonim hold your mashlim in the sukkah. Rov Rishonim hold your mashlim in the sukkah. This was on me. Okay. Rov Rishonim hold your mashlim l'sukkah. Let's just analyze that. What's the chiddush? The chiddush is that yes, on the first level, the chiddush is that just that there is significance to eating the sukkah on Shmini Atzeres, right? Which makes really works very well for the Medrash Tanchuma, right? Works very well for the Medrash Tanchuma, although it doesn't have to be, right? So the small chiddush. Small chiddush is that there is significance to eating in the sukkah. But I'm not really saying this. On Shmini, why is that a small chiddush? Because like, okay, you're making up. There's significance, right? Works especially nicely. Lefi hatanchuma, right? That according to the Rambam, of course there's significance if you eat in the sukkah and Shmini Atzeres, because really, you could have eaten the sukkah and Shmini Atzeres. But according to all the other pshat, works nicely too, so that's not a big deal. What's the real chiddush? The real chiddush is against Rashi. The chiddush is, as opposed to Rashi, what was Rashi's objection? Bal Tosef. And did Rashi make up from his own svara that it's Bal Tosef to sit in the sukkah and Shmini? No, it's Mefurish Mar Rosh Hashanah. Right? So the chiddush of Rashi is the chiddush of the shita is that it's not bal tosif against Rashi. Rashi, who holds, it is bal tosif. Now we have a real machlokas. Rashi holds it is bal tosif, and the other Rishonim holds it's not bal tosif. What's the soda of this machlokas, whether it's bal tosif or not? What's the soda of the machlokas, whether it's bal tosif or not? Is it bal tosif to eat in the sukkah and Shmini Atzeres or not? So, after all, Rashi's right. It says Yashim Mishmini Loke. So what do the other Rishonim say back to Rashi? What do all the Rishonim say back to Rashi? Exactly. Rashi says it's a Gemara in Rosh Hashanah that you're Loke. And what do the other Rishonim say back? They say, yeah, but the Gemara Rosh Hashanah has a Tanai. What's the Maskan in Rosh Hashanah? That shaloba zmana, and you're only vaylei bal tosif if you have kavana. They say that the Gemara Rosh Hashanah says that it's only bal tosif if you have kavana. Don't hear you have kavana. The answer is it's only bal tosif you have kavana to do the mitzvah an extra day. But over here, your kavana is to be mashlin if you have kavana. But here, you have kavana lehashlim velo lehosif. You don't have kavana to be mosif. You have kavana to be mashlim. Being mashlim is the opposite of being mosif. Being mosif means you're adding. Here you're not adding. You're just making up. That's davka, the opposite of kavana of Baal Tosef. So therefore, it's no problem. The question is, what was Rashi thinking? Now, what was Rashi thinking, right? Meaning, they weren't bringing in some piece of information which was unavailable to Rashi. They were just quoting the maskana of a mafurish gemara. So what is Rashi going to say back? So then, what does, exactly, so what is Rashi? Rashi answers, what does Rashi answer? So the truth is, the Tosfos in Peretz, I think, says something that I would not have gone that way. Tosfos in Peretz said something that reminds us of the Rugged Shaver. He says, and it's very dark in the Gemara Shani. He says, only if you sleep on Shmini, you only violate with Kavana. But if you eat on Shmini, you violate Baal Tosef even without Kavana. Sleeping is only Chash if you have Kavana. But eating is Baal Tosef even without Kavana, because eating is more important than sleeping. Reminds us of the Rugged Shaver, right? Eating is the Ikar Kvios, even without Kavana, it's Baal Tosef. Sleeping, which is just a side point, is only Baal Tosef if you have Kavana. That's how he teaches Rashi. But that's not the Pasha of Shana Rashi. What's the Pasha of Shana Rashi? Rashi answers, says, unlike the Tosfos Bein Peretz, right? Tosfos Bein Peretz, Bedas Rashi says, I don't think this is Shana Rashi. I just think it's a nice writer for the Rugged Shaver that we learned. He says, Shana Bali Kavana is not Baal Tosef, but Achila Bali Kavana is Baal Tosef. Okay, that's the Tosfos Bein Peretz's answer for Rashi. He says, don't think that Gemara means you only violate Baal Tosef with Kavana. Really, if you eat even without Kavana, that's Chashiv. But that's a Pashup Shana Rashi. What's Pashup Shana Rashi? What would he answer? He would answer, in this case, it's Baal Tosef because you do have Kavana. Kavana Sashlama is Kavana. Rashi would say, Kavana Sashlama is called Kavana. In which case, what's the Yisod of the Machlokes, Rashi and the other Rishonim? Rashi thinks Kavana Sashlama is called Kavana for Baal Tosef purposes. And the other Rishonim hold Kavana Sashlama is not called Kavana. In other words, what's the real Machlokes between Rashi and Tosfos? The real machlok is between Rashi and Tosfos is how to explain, is the Yisod, not Rashi and Tosfos, HaMachlokes Bein Rashi L'Shar Rishonim is Peirush HaGemara Rosh Hashanah. Is what does the Gemara mean in Rosh Hashanah? The Gemara in Rosh Hashanah says that you only violate Baal Tosef, Bashmini, or in any mitzvah after the Zman ended, if you have Kavana. How do you define Kavana? Lefi Rashi and Lefi Shar Rishonim. What does Shar Rishonim think Kavana means? Kavana le? Oh. Exactly. Kavana lehosif. They think you only violate Baal Tosef if you Kavana lehosif. And this is not Kavana lehosif, it's Kavana lehashlim. What does Rashi think it means? It means Kavana lekayim mitzvah. He says, no, after the Zman, if you just happen to sleep there without intending to do the mitzvah, that's not Baal Tosef. It's only Baal Tosef if you want to do a mitzvah. Like mitzvah shrichas kavana, right? Well, so Rashi reads the Gemara Shana that after Zmano, it's only Baal Tosef if you do something that's a mitzvah act. It's only a mitzvah act if you have kavana for a mitzvah. Because after all, there is such thing as coincidence in the world. But if you have kavana for a mitzvah, it's Baal Tosef. The other Rishonim saying, no, you only violate Baal Tosef if you are trying to reform the Torah. What does it mean, trying to reform the Torah? If you have Kavana Lahosef, you violate Baal Tosef. But if your Kavana is not Lahosef, then it's not Baal Tosef.
This is my point is about whether the Chiyuv Tashlumin is Deraisa or Derabanan. And if the Chiyuv Tashlumin is Deraisa, so okay, so the Torah said that this isn't Baal Tosef.
No, I'm not convinced of that, because even if the Chiyuv Tashlumin is Doraisa, that just means we learn from Chagiga that there's Tashlumin. It doesn't mean there has to never be a side problem. It's not as if there's a pasuk that told us Tashlumin Bishmi. We just worked out.
It's only hypotensis to have it in the Sukkah, so obviously the Torah is telling you that.
No, maybe you should do Hashlumin during Kol HaMoed, and there's no Hashlumin Bishmini in this case. Let me ask you a simple question. What if the Shmini Atzeres is Shabbos, and you forgot to bring Korban Chagiga? Can you bring Mashlam and Shmini? No, because there's a side problem. So here also there's a side problem. I hear you, Taina. You could say it that way, but that, you could say, no, they're really just arguing that the Gzeiras Shavat HaTashlum would override Baal Tosef. But I'm not convinced, because the Gzeiras Shavat HaTashlum was very vague. Maybe it meant, unless there's a problem, there's a side problem.
But the fact that there's a meaning, assuming Rashi didn't hold that you could have the Tashlum and Alfa mode, if he didn't hold like that, so the fact that there's a problem isn't a reason not to dash out the Pusik that way.
Right, except for the fact that I'm going to assume he held you can have Tashlum and Cholmo, even because you learned from Chagiga, which has Tashlum and Cholmo.
Isn't that itself a machlokes for some?
No.
No?
Chagiga? No.
No, not Chagiga. I'm saying whether this pay.
Whether you can be mashal nisan kol moed.
Yeah.
Yes, the Ra'ah says no, and the other Rishonim say yes.
What's the Svar of the Ra'ah?
Svar of the Ra'ah seems to be that it needs to be a night of a yontif. That's what he says. It needs to be a yontif night. And the next yontif night is Lil Shmini. Some of the mitzvahs daf do it on the night of a yontif, not on a day you can work.
And does Rashi explain eating the Sukkah and Shmini at Tzeres Kutzbar?
Ah, that's a great question, because according to the other Rishonim, it makes sense. You don't have Kavanah Lohosif, you just have Kavanah for Sveik of the Yoma. You have Kavanah Lestapik, not Lohosif. According to Rashi, how can you eat in the Sukkah Shmini Atzeres in Chutz Laaretz? Why isn't that? Okay, now you're going to force me to say something that I didn't want to say. But you know there's a funny Rashi which says, I thought it was here, maybe I'm wrong. Hold on. No. Ah, 1 second. Yes. Rashi says that in Chutz La'aretz, you have to do something to, you have to do something to show that it's not the mitzvah of sukkah. Like light a candle in a sukkah katana or bring your dirty pots into the sukkah to show that it's not sukkah, to avoid Baal Tosef.
I found something else.
Against all the Rishonim, say, only in Eretz Yisrael, if you want English B'nai Tzeres, you have to bring in your pots. Rashi, maybe Lashitase, that's great. Maybe this Rashi Lashitase, this is a very strange Rashi that everyone has problems with in Nachman Ches, who says in Chutz La'aretz, you have to bring a pot into the sukkah to show that it's not the mitzvah of sukkah to avoid Baal Tosef, which no one else agrees with him, which is not our psak. So it could be Rashi's Lashitase, because even if your kavanah is not lahosif, just l'kayim mitzvah is a problem. So you have to show you're not really being kayim mitzvah, you're just remembering the mitzvah, or just in case. So it could be Lashitase, but I'm not going to
that. There's another answer over here that I see, that don't make a bracha. When you don't make the bracha on the sukkah, that itself is enough.
That's
the
bracha.
Okay. Okay. Yes. Yosef.
Sorry. One more time. Curious one. Don't we see from like Marsha, all the who are asking that, according to the Maskana, that Rebbe Eliezer still has a problem with Baal Tosef, that you can't do the Hashlama, according to Rashi, on the first, during Kol HaMoed, because otherwise, so that's the Teretz. That's why there's no problem with Baal Tosef, is because you only have to be mashed in the first night, and you have all the Kol HaMoed.
No, but it doesn't, no, because he says you can be mashed in Lili Yotma Achron. Right? He says the words you're mashal in Yom Tov Achron. So clearly he has to deal with Baal Tosef. Right? Our machlok is just whether he means you can be mashal only on Lili Yom Tov Achron or in Chol HaMoed, and if not, on Lili Yom Tov Achron. But it's clear he says Lili Yom Tov Achron.
Is this Hashlom a Din D'Oraisa or Din D'Rabbanan? Because if it's D'Oraisa, what's the problem? If the Torah is telling you to do it, then it's not Baal
Tosef. Right.
Even if the Rabbanan they're Mosif,
right,
then it's not.
That's what Yosef just asked. So you could analyze it that way. Or you could say, even if Shlomo's Din D'Oraisa, it's not a specific Din D'Oraisa. The Torah said you could do it. It's just applying general principles. And therefore, we're just applying general principles. We wouldn't apply them if it was Baal Tosef. Okay, we're going to leave that for now. And now we're just going to run through the rest of the Gemara. Right? The Gemara continues and has a big discussion that really is much more the Maisa of. You know what, Chesky, I'm going to ask you to take this board, even though there's a lot of overlap, just because now we're discussing a new topic. The Gemara asks, how are you mashlim the Kodesh Rebbe Eliezer? Mashlim b'mai. Ilei mabaripta, if you're mashlim with bread, suda diyomei ka'achel. That's today's suda. That doesn't count for ashlama. Elamai yashlim ashlim degimei. You have to mashlim with desserts, let's say. No, that's not fair. They're mashlim with other foods, with delicacies. Right, you have to mash with delicacies. So the Bryce always also says, if you're mashal with delicacies, then you are yotze. Shalach atrumshal rips of elephant really as you're going, ani shani rugged left, any rugged left, also that's the yom mashal, also that's the potter, and love, yom yom to mashal, tama parpros, for that's the baba ashal, yet to mashal, paris achas, lichvod, konecha, the apotrumshal of Agrippus, asked really as I only eat one meal a day. So, what do I have to eat my 14 meals in the Suda? This was either before his chazar or after his chazar, depending on who you ask. And he answered him, every day you eat many appetizers for yourself. You can't eat one appetizer for the covenant of Hashem. Okay, you could ask exactly what he was telling him to do. One way of interpreting this is, you know, you should have like a little appetizer, and then you'll be able to eat a whole meal. But I think the shot that I prefer is that he was saying, every day in your meal you have many appetizers. Can't you save one appetizer for later? And eat it as mini targima and be yotze, because if mini targima counts. Okay, so I think that's the probably the shot here. He was telling him, we're yotze with mini targima, so just save some of your appetizers and eat them later. Okay, let's get back to the main point. The Gemara says, you can't be mashlim with bread because it's suda diyome. And here I just want to read Pashup Shot. I'm not going to say any lumdas for the next 15 minutes. I'm just going to read Pashup Shot in the Gemara and Paskin Allah Maisa. The Gemara asks, you got this board, right?
Yeah.
You can't be yotze with bread because suda diyome. Right? So what's the problem with bread? What's the problem with being yotze with bread? That it's suda diyome. What's the problem with bread? So Rashi says, and the Ritva and others say, no heifer. Right? You can't be yotze with bread. Right? Why can't you be mashlim with bread, says Rashi, and the Ritva, there's no heter. The Rashi and the Ritva mean the same thing by this or not? Let me ask you a simple question. What if I eat two bread meals? What if I eat two bread meals between the Tzeres night? Then can I be mashlim? Because after all, the second one is hashlama. Rashi says yes. Rashi says Tamina Jamian calls him with another bread meal. And who says no? The Ritva. Here we have, there's two separate meanings of what they mean by no heker. One meaning what they mean by no heker, what does Rashi mean? He says, of course, if you eat a second bread meal, then you could be yotze. So here's one. I think what Rashi means is that no. If you eat two bread meals, then the first is sudas hayom, and the second is tashlumin. Right? That's fine. What does no heker means? No heker just means, but if you eat only one meal, then, if you eat only one meal, then there's nothing special about this meal that makes it tashlumin. But I have in mind that it's sudas hayom and tashlumin. Have in mind sudas hayom, the gam tashlumin. Then it doesn't work because there's nothing physical that shows that it's tashlumin. No hecker. There's nothing. If you eat two meals, then the second one is tashlumin, right? So if you eat two meals, so says Rashi, it doesn't work because there's no hecker. So basically what I'm saying is that, what does Rashi hold? Rashi holds that a bread meal can be mashlim, just not the same bread meal as sudas yontif, because you need some objective fact that shows, or let's see, because what does heker mean? Because it needs to be
objectively extra. To be tashlumin, it means to be objectively extra. One bread meal is sudas hayom. There's nothing extra. You haven't been mashlim. Therefore, you have to eat something besides your meal. It could be bread, or it could be mine tardima. Right? It could be mine tardima, or it could be bread. Who else agrees with Rashi that it could be bread or mine tardima? It's like a kula that it could be mine tardima. So, and according to Rashi, lemaisa, it could be pas or mine tardima. Who else agrees that it could be pas or mine tardima? The Rav in Perish Mishnayos, right? What does the Rav say in the Perish of Mishnah? He says that the last line, sheyochman aparparos kiflayim ashochman v'layim, he eats extra delicacies, aval apas v'arbasar ein yechul l'shnei achilos. But the main meat of bread and meat, you can't eat, it's not practical to eat twice. You don't have enough to eat twice. Ein yechul, meaning it's hard to find two full bread meals. Meaning, if you want to do it, you're yotzei. It's just too hard. The truth is, the Sefer Yashar sounds that way also, says the Sefer Yashar. He says, ain't derech lahashol v'lechol pa'amayim. It's not the derech at night to have two full meals. Sounds like you would be yotzei. Just, it's not the derech. Right? So this is Rashi plus the Rambam, not the Mishnah Torah, we don't pass it this way. But in the Perish Mishnah and Sefer Yashar, they say you could eat a bread meal. It doesn't mean you can't eat a bread meal. It just means you can't eat this. You can't fill two birds with one stone. That's what it means. So that's shot in. That's Rashi and the Rambam and the Sefer Yashar. It's just not practical to eat two bread meals. That's too hard. If you do it, great. But that's too hard. So you can talk to me, Marshall. That's im hishlam minis yimayotza. If you need to give a yotza, of course you use braids. It's pushy, you don't say. Okay, so that's one shot. Let's just. One says Rashi and Rambam and Rabin Tam that you can be Yotzei with pas, you just can't kill two birds with one stone. Mm-hmm. Why? Because that's not Hecker. After all, if I am killing two birds with one stone, I'm eating one meal for two mitzvahs, there's no objective evidence that makes it two things. However, the Ritva feels differently. Says the Ritva, he also says no hecker. Right? But the Ritva asks, why can't I just have another bread meal later? And what does he answer? What? No. He says two things. Why can't I split my meal in half and have another mitzvah a second later? Baruch Shem Tzricha. It's actually interesting. They ask, why can't I just split my meal in half? The Ritva says Baruch Shem Tzricha, and the Rabbeinu Tam says, because it still counts as one meal. It's still halachically one meal. Which is interesting. That's parallel to a machlokas in Hilchos Bas Becholov, right? According to the old Ashkenazic custom that once I bench, I can eat milk. What if I bench in the middle of my meal and say a motzi again? Can I eat milk? So it's machlokas. Maybe it's still the same meal. Based on this Rabbeinu Tam, of course I can't eat milk. Even though I bench, it's still the same meal. I was just foolish for benching. But what did the Ritva say? Why can't I eat a bread meal now and then a bread meal in an hour? Bread meal now, learn up a block Gemara, and then another bread meal in an hour.
Not enough hecker.
Because what? It's not enough hecker. Why? Because if I eat another bread meal in an hour, and someone sees me, what will they think?
It's the same meal.
They'll just think it's my yontif meal, right? They'll just think it's my yontif meal. So says the Ritva, you can't be yotzei with pas, even with two separate meals, because there's no hecker. Obviously, he means something slightly different by no hecker than Rashi, right? Well, he means, what does it mean there's no hecker? Not there's no objective hecker. Objectively, of course there's a hecker. I ate two meals. One was for X and one was for Y. That's as big a hecker as you can have. There's no hecker because if someone sees me, it might look like I'm just having my yontif meal late. I have one yontif meal at 8 o'clock and one at 10 o'clock. So if someone sees me at 8 o'clock, I'll have my yontif meal. Someone sees me at 10 o'clock, they'll think it's my yontif meal.
Well, who cares if somebody's looking again?
So apparently,
you're just in your own home doing a hashlama that you needed to do because
okay.
The first night is
a good kasha. What's the answer? What?
Well, I don't know if I was fully captain to the Alkus of the Terrence.
Your answer.
That in order to be, whatever, just for
say, meaning it needs to look like an extra meal, not just objectively be an extra meal. I know I'm not saying what you said yet. And that's the difference between the hecker of Rashi and the hecker of the Ritva. Rashi is the hecker to the omniscient narrator, the hecker to the camera, right? If you eat two meals, of course that's a hecker. For the Ritva, no. It's the hecker to the observer, right? It's the hecker. After all, someone might not realize that's a hecker. Who cares what someone realizes? You realize and God realizes. That aren't those the only two parties relevant here? So apparently the Ritva would say, I mean, it's not a matter of Myers Ayers. You're right. It doesn't matter what my nosy neighbor thinks. It only matters what I think, what God thinks. And I saw me eat two meals, and he saw me eat two meals. So why isn't that a good enough hecker? Apparently, the Ritva would have this big finish that in order to be considered an objective hecker, it has to look that way to everyone, which is a big finish. And that's what Kesky was saying.
Yeah, what goes item? Yeah, well, what goes item? Because everyone who eats a meal like that normally, that's one meal. Here, you want to have a difference, but Boko Daito gives the rest of the world.
I'm not sure how it looks like. I think it's a big finish. The finish is that the objective hecker is defined by what an onlooker would think.
Is there any other consensus to say that we have?
Actually, maybe I could say better. Yeah.
When the Ritva says, I mean, he says the achil the yomei. So that kind of sounds like it's like the regular meal. Achil lemalus bitno v'lesmoap the rega. I mean, maybe what he just means is that as many sudas as you have, that could be your normal.
Maybe you're just hungry. That's what he's saying. Maybe you're just hungry.
No,
look at this. Does anyone know who this belongs to, by the way? Hashem
was
Aveda.
What I meant was.
What? Is that yours? Okay, great. Do you mind if I use it? Yeah? I figure, obviously, he doesn't mind if I use it, because that's the way I'll get it back to him. That's the only way to draw attention to it. So maybe you're right. What does the Ritva say? The Ritva says, the Amri Inshi, that what he's eating is just for the yom because he's in the mood for a meal. That's what you're saying. That it's not because the person won't realize you ate before him. That's not what he means.
And you can tell me that the dessert is different?
Right?
But it's the same idea still of objective hecker. I mean,
yeah, it's still the same idea because you are still doing it.
It's like by Nadar, you have it in mind some weird meaning of a word, right? And you honestly mean that, and Hashem knows you mean it. And if somebody else could read your mind, they would know you mean it too, but it's still not what those words mean.
Right. It needs to look like an extra meal.
At least this thing is out of the hand of like the onlooker.
Maybe you say this. I think you're right. I think the Ritva and Rashi are very, very similar. I think you're right. The Ritva says, you can't, why? Because no hecker, meaning that it's not enough to have, it's not enough to be objectively more than the regular yomtif obligation. Right, where two is more than the regular yomtif obligation, it has to even be a hecker that it's more than the regular yomtif kiyum of I'm hungry and I'm enjoying yomtif. Right, you need it's not not enough for you objectively more than it needs to be objectively more than you might have eaten otherwise. Right? It's not just having to be objectively more than your obligation. For Rashi and Rambam, it has to be objectively more than your obligation. Two suddas is fine. For the Ritva, no. Even if you eat two suddas, it's not more than your obligation, but maybe you're eating both suddas because you're in the mood for two parties today. Has to be objectively more than you might have eaten otherwise. And even if you eat two suddas, maybe you would have eaten two suddas otherwise. Maybe you're a hungry guy. Maybe you like to party.
Isn't it the same thing you just said?
You could be.
Targima believes so.
Ah, so how about, how does Mini Targima work then? Right. And for Rashi, I understand how Mini Targima works, because I was Yotzei Me'Chiyuv, and now I'm eating Mini Targima. How does Mini Targima work for the Ritva? So what's the answer? Because Mini Targima, I stop my meal and bench, and then eat Mini Targima, right? He explains why Rav Shlomo Michael Sasuda, right?
Yeah.
And he says, so how does Mini Targima help, right? Great question. So how does Mini Targima help? But Mini Targima are, but extra Mini Targima are not part of the Chiyuv Simchas Yomtiv, and therefore they're objectively extra for the Ritva. But Mine Targima, I'm only Yotze if I eat them. I bench. Say a new bracha for, right? That's what he says. I bench and say a new bracha. And since I bench and say a new bracha for them, that shows objectively that I'm not eating them because I was hungry for my suda, because then I would have eaten them during the suda. I bench say a new bracha, which objectively shows that I am not eating them as part of my regular food. Right? And why don't you just bench and make another once you have bread? Because that's awesome, because the bracha changed your
cup. They believe in it before benching. So now, that wouldn't help. But people do that. So when we see
yes, but no one eats Mini Targima after benching if they're hungry. If they're hungry for Mini Targima, they eat them before benching.
So somebody comes in and sees him eating Mini Targima, you never know that he benched
during the bench.
That doesn't matter, because it doesn't really matter what someone says. It matters just if it's objectively, there's some objective physical fact. They basically both Rit and the Rashi agree. It doesn't matter what someone sees. It matters there has to be something more than my kavana. There has to be a physical fact that shows it's extra. They only argue extra means besides. Besides what? For Rashi, it has to be besides my fee of Suda Sayon. For the Rit, it has to be besides anything I would eat for reasons of eating. Anything I would eat as just part of my menu. It has to be besides my regular menu. So if I had two meals, maybe my menu is two meals. Sometimes people like to have a lot of parties. But if I bench and then have more things after benching, that objectively shows it's a fact, not a kavana, that it's not part of my menu.
Can't you explain the difference that if you finish a whole bread meal and you finish the whole thing, you don't want any more. And if you're going to eat more of that, it's lo shmei achila, and you can't be yotzei because it's not achila. But once you finish that meal, dessert's already, I always have room for dessert. Your appetite shows up again, and that's, then Ishmael Achil, and you can be Yotzei with that.
Interesting. I'm not sure how you fit them in Suda Diome, but maybe. Okay, these are two main Pshatim, is Rashi and the Ritva, which are really the same. You just have to have more than Kavana. You have to have a Maisa to make them extra, not just Kavana. What? But extra what? For Rashi, it's be extra besides Chobas Yom. The Ritva has to be extra besides what you're eating for even your Kiyum of Simchas Yom and Mid.
Sort of a technical question, but if the Ritva's issue is bracha shena tzricha, then shouldn't the bracha achrona on this meaning Targima be a bracha shena tzricha? Because you did it before benching, you had to make it.
So it's interesting. He seems to assume he doesn't say explicitly bracha achrona, does he, Yosef? He just says in general brachos. But it could be that he thinks you would have to make a bracha achrona on these. Now it's a little funny, but if it's a dvar shabon shalom machmas asuda achar suda, then you have to make bracha achrona. Don't imagine contemporary halacha. But in the Gemara, it says there are certain things which even if you eat during the bread meal, you have to say bracha rishona and achrona. So it could be he thinks that would be in this category. Even though it's a chiddush, but...
Could it be that it's before bracha, before benching, but it's like you clear up the suda, and you didn't bench yet, and then they bring out the Mini Targima?
Is
it, what?
Isn't that this dessert?
Yeah, it's varm shalom shalom.
What does he say? Yeah, so even if it's barman who breaks the mazon, you have to say a bracha. So it's not a bracha in the street, you could eat them after breaks the mazon. When you say even if you eat them before breaks the mazon, it means you are eating them after breaks the mazon.
I'm saying it's still weird to bring out these Mini Targima, which like are malachas.
pas.
Okay, that's a taka question, but it's clear that he thinks you're bringing after benching. That's even if you had eaten them before benching. It's not a brachah in shrita after benching, because you would have to say brachah even before benching. Okay, we're going to fall a little behind here. Let me just point out there's a third shot in this Gemara. There's actually two more shots in the Gemara, the Rav Avan. What did the Rav Avan say? That you can't yotze with pas at all, but why not? Not because of hecker. Why, according to the Rav Avan, why can't you be yotze with pas? Because of going back to our old... Because pas is baltosif. Pas is baltosif. Pas v'sukkah is baltosif on Shmini Atzeres. Meaning chakim are not baltosif. Because that's only a rai. But pas v'chilas kev is baltosif. That, I mean, put that back, a totally different way of addressing baltosif. Not because there's no kavada. He says no baltosif because you're eating a chilas arai. And the Rimi Lunel, if anyone got a chance to look at it, has a different shot. He says Yom Tov Achron is Hoshana Rabbah, yeah. And he says, you know why I can't be mashlim with pas? Because pas on Hoshana Rabbah you have to eat in the sukkah anyway. It's only extra if you eat peros in the sukkah, because that's something you didn't have to eat in the sukkah anyway. Okay, but that's again, that's a very far up shot. We got almost up to the end of the last Makor sheet, which is the definition of Mina. We didn't get to the definition of Mina Togima, which is a very short Indian, but we'll pick up next time with the definition of Mina Togima, which is not Mina Lamaisa, and then we'll continue going on to the next Gemara, and we should not have a problem. Truth is, I didn't put so much on the next Makor sheet, so we'll be able to finish 16 through 17 and even get through some of Makor 18, Meretz Hashem, on Monday. Where's the Shembling Nether? Right? You're three people here? Whenever I say we're going to finish anything or get to anything, I mean a Bling Nether.
So, we should just know.
It's sort of an oomph. What?